Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Drew. I do need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
Hey, Drew. I've been trying to apply for an unemployment claim on y'all's website, but I can't get it to connect to your servers, it says.
All right. And what is that social? And I can get that claim filed for you.
417-29-9326.
And just to and what is your first and last name?
Jacob Cosby.
And Mr. Cosby, what is your date of birth?
April 23rd, 1984.
And your mother's maiden name?
Brian, B-R-Y-A-N.
All right, thank you so much. Mr. Cosby, do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
And is English your preferred language?
It is.
Do you consider yourself to be disabled?
Temporarily, yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
12th grade.
And did you have any college?
Just a little bit. I didn't continue it.
All right. And do you have a driver's license?
I do.
And what is the issuing state and the driver's license number?
Alabama 7085964.
All right. And Mr. Cosby, if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments either direct deposit into a checking or savings account or through the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which option would you prefer?
Direct deposit will be fine.
All right. Is that going into a checking or savings account?
Checking.
All right. And what is the routing number?
Let me grab my bank statement real quick, sir, if you don't mind.
Not a problem. Take your time.
I'm sorry. I should have had this ready.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, the routing number is 0611-00606.
And just to confirm, that is 0611-00606.
Yes, sir.
All right, what is that account number?
0100-921-2349.
All right, and just to confirm, that is 0100-921-2349.
Correct.
All righty. And Mr. Cosby, what is a good mailing address for you?
541 16th Terrace Northwest, Center Point, Alabama, 35215.
And what was that zip code?
35215.
All right. And is your home address the same as your mailing address?
Yes, sir.
And has your address changed in the last year?
No.
And what is a good phone number to reach you at?
205-420-3456.
And just confirm that's 205-345, 205-420-3456.
Yes.
And just to confirm that address, I have 541 16th Terrace Northwest, Center Point, Alabama, 35215.
That's correct.
All right. And just so you know, Mr. Cosby, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. So I'm going to ask you a series of randomly generated questions.
Okay.
Which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? A 1999 Plymouth Voyager, a 2001 Saturn S-Series, a 2002 Mercedes-Benz C-Class, a 2003 Isuzu Ascender, or none of the above?
I had a Plymouth Voyager.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 11295 Waller Road West, 1516 Brewster Circle, 183 Lakeview Drive, 545 Landmark Road, or none of the above?
1516 Brewster Circle.
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? 442 Development, GRD, ROD, Jayco Manufacturing, Purple Pumpkins Produce, or none of the above?
Purple Pumpkin Produce.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Birmingham, Vestavia, Florence, Phoenix City, or none of the above?
What was the question again?
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Birmingham, Vestavia, Florence, Phoenix City, none of the above?
Birmingham.
What month was Rodney Cosby born in? January, May, August, October, or I'm not familiar with this person?
August.
All right. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, sir.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
No.
All right. And what is the day that you last worked?
Let me pull up my calendar here. The day that I last worked would have been January the 28th.
All righty. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally fit and physically able to work?
Not physically, no.
So, in other words, since Sunday, would you have been able to work if work had been available to you?
No, I have radial nerve palsy, and my hand isn't working properly to complete my tasks at work.
All right. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I work for a business.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Not really, no.
So in order to be eligible for unemployment, you must be seeking and willing to immediately accept full-time work. Benefits can be denied until such time the restrictions that would prevent you from returning to full-time work are removed.
I mean, I guess, yeah, I mean, I guess I could work, but I wouldn't be able to do it efficiently.
All right. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you've worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Whatever it, 30, 40 miles.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
$16 an hour.
All right, do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
He said whenever I was ready and able.
So would you say that you're currently on a leave of absence?
Yes.
All righty. Me pull up my calendar. 3, 4, 5, 6. At least. All righty. And what was your job title at your current job?
Electrician.
All right. What is the name of your employer?
Rocket Electric LLC.
Do you have a pay stub with you that it might be under a different name?
I have my W-2 in my hand.
Is there another name that it might be under on the W-2?
No, it just says Rocket Electric, ROCKETT. There's employer identification number, if you need that.
No, sir, I found it. And what
Okay.
is a good phone number for Rocket?
205 53. Oh, let me look at my phone. I'm sorry. Two oh five 533-1831.
And just to confirm, that is 205-533-1813.
1831.
All right. And when did you start working for the company?
November of 2016.
Do you remember when in November?
It was late November, right before Thanksgiving of that year.
All right, what city is that in?
Based in Pell City, Alabama, 308 Alexander Road.
All right. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And you're on a leave of absence. And who do you know the who's the person that granted you the leave of absence?
Jim Rocket.
And is he the owner?
Yes.
All righty. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
All righty. And do you have pen and paper?
One second here. All right.
So your PIN number is 2684.
Okay.
All right, I'd keep that handy because there is a couple of phone numbers you're going to need.
Okay.
All right, so the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. And this is the part where you're going to want to start taking the website and phone numbers.
Okay.
You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov.
Okay.
And I'll give you a second.
Okay. All right.
If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 205. 458-2282.
All right.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday.
Okay.
Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week, meaning you'll start doing your weekly certifications this Sunday.
Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have any questions about the information, please call our inquiry department at 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Mr. Cosby, we've successfully completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
I don't think so.
All right, then thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
All right, thanks a lot.